The scripture lesson comes from Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44. I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves and be holy, for I am holy. You know, I don't know how anybody could have the mental, emotional, the mind, the capacity to comprehend the holiness of God. My personal Bible study is divided into multiple sections, and I'll read some in the Gospels and some in the Epistles and some in the Psalms and Proverbs. But recently I started again in the Old Testament, and about midway in Leviticus, I started to say, what is all this about, Lord? These rules are so strict on what you're telling your people to do this and not do that. What's this about? And I began to realize the holiness of God. See, Leviticus was written by Moses. It was a handbook. It was a guide of holy living for the Hebrews. God had delivered them from a pagan nation and a people who did not serve him. Not only that, their practices were disgusting. Some even sacrificed their children at the altar of gods, these false gods. So God gave clear standards for a holy living. They were to be separate. They were to be distinct from all those pagan people and the nations around them. Listen in Leviticus chapter 18. This is verse 3 and 4. You must not do as they do in Egypt, where you used to live. And you must not do as they do in the land of Canaan, where I'm bringing you. Do not follow their practices. You must obey my laws and be careful to follow my decrees. I am the Lord your God. See, the Israelites really were moved. They moved from one idol-infested country to another. So they had contact with all these other pagan nations around them. So God was helping them form a new culture. And he warned them, leave all those, any aspect of their pagan history behind. He also knew and he warned them how easy it would be to slip back into evil and unholy practices. He did this because he loved them. He chose them and he set them apart to be his people and to represent him, his goodness. That love hadn't changed. Hadn't changed today. God, who sent his son to die for our sins, still calls us to be set aside from the evil that just permeates a culture today. We are to be his chosen people. We are anointed to live a purposeful life in him. So set aside some time to read in the Old Testament of God's greatness, his compassion and direction and forgiveness and mercy and love. Begin always in faith to understand this incomprehensible and all-glorious God that we serve. Kind of yield your spirit to the teaching of his Holy Spirit and always wait on the Lord to reveal himself to you, and he will. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18, yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you his compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice, and blessed are all who wait on him. Be blessed with your readings and your study. You will be. He will bless you. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.